5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, I am Rawit Hanutsaha. This is 5 minutes. Today, I have an article from Scott Young in Mind Cafe titled, Explore the 10 Best Ways to Utilize ChatGPT. Now, ChatGPT is equipped with internet capabilities and a plugin, enabling you to achieve a multitude of tasks. For me, I'm still in the process of exploring its capabilities. Here he summarizes it succinctly and accurately. Keep something that you can use every day. The first one is using as a personal tutor. That is maybe. You will ask ChatGPT to simplify a complex idea and explain it in a way that even a child can understand. Do you want it to explain theory? Quantum theory, let's say. You forgot about it, right? The concept of quantum theory. Quantum theory is what we studied in physics school. How is it? Let ChatGPT explain it to you in a short, easy-to-understand way. It's easier than going to search because you have to read it and it's static. But for this one, you can ask it further. Suppose you say cloud. The electron cloud is the starting point. You can continue asking questions and it will work. Truly work. However, you need to undertake a comprehensive fact-checking process because it's all mixed up too. The second point, practice language. Interacting with the impressive ChatGPT will greatly enhance your English skills as it excels in multiple languages. Take advantage of its abilities and witness significant improvement. I want to practice. Write beautiful language. You simply practice using it, asking how to make your language more aesthetically appealing. I heavily depend on the third feature, as it effectively shortens long text. For instance, ChatGPT can seamlessly be incorporated into YouTube, where talks can last up to 40 minutes. I require a summary comprising 10 points and numerous comprehensive options, encompassing a thorough evaluation of all aspects. Number four, it bears resemblance to the reality that I frequently utilize this particular one, which is scientific papers when reading research. Not at all summarized, but ask questions in the sense like, in the sense that sometimes we don't understand because we read it and we don't get where this method comes from. For example, what is the process they use to form a hypothesis or how do they go about conducting an experiment? Like when you have a really long paper, okay, you understand the general concept, but you want to know if the methodology is correct, like this. You can use ChatGPT. Fifth point is the process of writing, rewriting text. Make it longer, smoother, or shorter, or perhaps less intense. You can do it all. The sixth one, it can take the difficult things like technical vocabulary, official vocabulary, or legal language. It can translate it to a human language. Basic type. This one, ChatGPT, really does very well. Number seven, making numerous plans and agendas, regardless of whether you have a desire to engage in any form. Whether you wish to write a script for your public speaking duties. Let ChatGPT helps. Next, number eight. Some tools you rarely use it and then forget it. For example, you once wrote an Excel formula. And then like, I can't imagine what this formula is. You're trying to explain it. Whatever you want, it will write those Excel's formula for you. The ninth point is to write about the experimental hypothesis, which is normal now when we talk. That is because now, in nowadays jobs running a business, there must always be something to experiment with. Many of you may feel the same as me. It's like this thing where you have to experiment all the time, but you can't think of a hypothesis. If the technical language is that you can't think of research regulations, let it be written by ChatGPT. Imagine having countless unidentified notes scattered everywhere, containing hidden messages about meetings, tasks, and more. There are long meeting minutes. Let's finish organizing it, and what do we do next? Maybe create it as a card on Asana Tasks or in World Trends to keep track of tasks. Task management can be used. It can be used as well. This one can be used for everything every day. Now, what are the things to be careful about? You must always fact check because, generally speaking, I frequently utilize it, however. I concur with the article's perspective that the accuracy of facts in it does not measure up to that of Wikipedia. Nevertheless, the altered version of the text still meets the criteria of acceptability. Wikipedia can be incorrect too, although not always. However, this particular instance necessitates caution due to its potential for error. And even if you ask for a citation, that is, you ask what the referral is from. Sometimes it's mixed up too. The last point is numbers. Actually, ChatGPT is very good at math. But sometimes it's wrong too, so you have to fact check this as well. So I really think it can be used as a framework. But today, I still have to help it a lot. I have to fact check a lot. But it's very useful. It's getting better and better. Like I said, next year will be better than this year. These things can be used every day, plus another one at the end. Who needs to write a long email? I don't have to because I don't like writing long emails. But there will be some people who will need to use it. Need to write a long email using ChatGPT helps a lot. You take just the topic you want to talk about and put it into good language. This one can really be used a lot. This is a highly practical piece. Thank you for your support of 5 minutes. Thank you very much. 5 minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 minutes.